This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy, just can't get enough guy. Chest, always so puffed. God.
Wrong it out, Nick. Petros and money back for a whole week. Well, damn near a full week of four-hour shows during the All-Star break, as we are your home of the Dodgers, but they are off, a handful of dudes in Cleveland. And we will feature four of the 5 days of four-hour Petros and Money shows from 3 to 7 p.m., including today, and I'm a Horse Monday.
We start with a gallop as we gallop forward on an I'm a Horse Monday on AM 570 LA Sports. You're home of the boys in blue, and everybody knows that a horse will go faster if there is a trough of especial waiting at the end of that dusty trail. It is a Modelo Michelada Monday. Orale! On the Petros and Money Show, happy hour starts at 3:30. And that's what it is, fool. 3:08. Time check. You know, Matt, like they say, it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with a deliciosa Modelo and Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
I don't want to say we were doubters. We were just out of the know. We didn't know until Modelo came out here to engage.
Part of the top story of the day again. I just can't stop, Matt. I can't stop. I'm like El Cabong.
They enlightened us.
I'm just out there just drinking micheladas at every single place I can find them.
They pointed us in the right direction with cases of michelada in the can. Can enjoy at your own leisure. Now, you have taken that to the next step.
Well, I get my Modelo Especial and I mix up the Mitch. Mix up the Mitch. Come on down. Here's the address. You got your Worcestershire? You got your Valentina's, the real Mexicani, but Tabasco works. You got your tajin, your clamato, your lime, maybe a cuke.
Maybe a what?
A cuke.
A what?
A cucumber.
A cuke. A cuke. And at Porta_on_rye, good on you for shooting a photo our way to at Petros and Money, at the OP, at Matt Money Smith, of you enjoying your michelada right now. While we were on the air.
Perfect.
As it is a Michelada Monday.
That's what we want to get involved in.
And a torta on rye.
What's your most prideful dish, Chef Ryan?
It would have to be the torta.
Aye. And you know.
Could we taste that torta? No.
Unfortunately, no.
I am going to go through a two-hour spiel. And you guys will have to be on the air doing a radio
Chef
show.
Chef Ryan was very nice. He came by, said hi to us the other day at Dodger Stadium. Very nice. Tuesday.
Came out here and brought us a lot of delicious goods as well. To make
a California roll and a baseball. All right, you know, Vic, I know you're revving up for this. We got to switch the musical theme. But this is a big week for many reasons. It's All-Star Weekend, so we got a lot of stuff there. Tim Cates is on vacation, and Adam Osland is here. Fully functional employee, Adam. Kawhi Leonard is a Clipper, and Paul George is, too.
What?
That wasn't the case last
time.
How did
that happen?
Adam's got a boner like Marty McSorley's bent hockey stick, just pointing up.
That thing had some curve.
Oh, that it did. That
cost
it did.
Him, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You got too much curve in your stick, it might cost you, too.
We got a lot going on this week, but we have a huge event on Thursday at 3 o'clock.
When you're stuck on that 405 in miserable traffic heading north, and you look to your right and you see a blowout festival-like atmosphere,
it's
at
us.
The band's headquarters. That's the Petros and Money Show's third tour stop.
It's not the Verizon Wireless popping off with the Lilith Fair.
It is not.
With Sarah McLachlan singing Building a Mystery. It's us.
It is not the Pacific Amphitheater that Ronnie highlighted on Friday last week with the Damned, the Rev Horton, Heat, and X.
Yeah. It's not the Burgerama Burger Records. It's none of those.
It's us. Petros and Money, PMS Chevy Summer Tour, is going to be in Costa Mesa, a spot we were at last year. It was a hell of a party.
Oh, what a time.
Live music, professional skateboarders on a half pipe, a shoe that was a car, barbecue, beers, giveaways, and great sports talk.
Everything you could ever want, and more than one person. Well, people are already texting. See you Thursday! But more than one person has texted in and told Matt and I around town, and we've talked about it for a year now, that it was such a special event last year, maybe the greatest event we've ever done. We've done a lot of events. Remember, we had Roddy Piper choke out Gonzo at an event. So
statute of limitations still not up on that. I know Roddy's dead, but
Gonzo's cool.
I think we could still be responsible.
Gonzo's totally cool.
He's fine?
Vic, you're coming out, right? Because you canceled dinner with Gould tomorrow. So you can come out.
I am going to be in the house. Very excited.
All right.
Vans headquarters, Costa Mesa, Thursday. It's an event. This is an event. So everyone, circle your calendar. And just forget the calendar. Just be there.
Be there. Sign up to win the Chevy. Sign up to win the barbecue at the end, or the crazy barbecue stuff at the end, or the beautiful Daniel Boone pellet grill that we give away right on site. Don't forget about them shoes.
Perhaps the most underreported portion of our live broadcast, the Petros and Money 4.0 Van sneaker will be given away.
Yeah. We don't know how.
Installment, no, we don't.
We got to talk to Weiss.
None of those details, but they will be given away on site as our man Steve Van Dorn made the fourth separate style of Petros and Money Vans. Kawasaki, we're going to give away a Ninja ZX6R at the end of this whole thing as well. Qualify to win that. Giveaways.
Oh, the crowd loves that one.
Don McLean, I believe.
Don McLean and children.
In.
And the Chargers are going big game hunting.
Going big game hunting is what we're told. So
Derwin James! Derwin! But before we get ahead of ourselves and start talking football, a huge basketball transaction took place over the weekend. We will have much expertise. We have given up on NBA insiders, and we're just going former players as protest against all NBA insiders not named Wojcie or Woj or Haynes.
We were right about Chris Carter, too. We nailed it. Chris Carter is the only one.
He waited till midnight, at least.
Who saved face and did not. And that's the key. Don't get triggered. Don't shoot a quick trigger. Don't be a quick trigger on the information.
Leave it in drafts.
That's right.
Leave it in the drafts.
And then get ready to fire it off.
So two former players that know these franchises, darn know the
right
people involved, they know what's popping in this situation.
Chris Carter took care of us on Friday. We recognized his ability to report the news accurately. And you know what? It set up a hell of a Friday show for us. Really enjoyed that Friday show for Petros and Money. And we didn't jump to conclusions just like Chris Carter didn't. And we were rewarded with a hell of a surprise. Now, Vic, you didn't find out about it till the morning because you were asleep. But the rest of us, thanks to Tim Cates peppering our texts, were able to stay on top of the news.
Kendrick Perkins.
He's great.
Is our insider. He will join us.
Oh, big Perk. Are you kidding?
Karan Butler at 5:30.
Perk is
will
tremendous.
Also join us.
Perk is tremendous.
And we are looking forward to both of those fine interviews because they are ex-players. Because none of these writers can ever be trusted ever again to have any information on anybody for as long as we live forever.
But, you know, again, I don't want to have a lot of caveats here and addendums to our policy.
Well, Matt, that kind of is your style.
It is.
You're sort of an underwriter of a person.
We should pay attention to Reddit. I think we learned that.
No, Reddit?
I think we should also.
No.
What?
Yeah,
huh?
You know,
what? Reddit?
No.
We shouldn't retweet Reddit guy?
No, no.
He's got nine tweets.
Do we have some clown music? Yes,
we do.
I believe it's, what did you say? Matt sent me a text, but this one is about Ari, but both of them get to be in this club. I sent Matt a text from Ari Abraham, or a tweet that Ari Abraham had sent, you know, explaining why he was wrong and how he was not really wrong, but, you know, like Hartman used to do, you know, spend an hour explaining.
It wasn't me that was wrong. It was the result that was wrong.
Yeah. Every Monday. And, you know, I might have done that in my 20s as a sports talk guy. I try not to now. But, you know, you spend an hour at the beginning of the show on Monday explaining why you weren't wrong, but the results were wrong somehow.
That's what it was. It was the result that was wrong. The prediction was right.
Yeah. So Ari Abraham sent some kind of tweet like that, and I sent it to Matt, and Matt sent a text like, sit down, you clowny of all clowns. Clowny the clown!
I think I have it, actually. You sent it to me, and it so upset me. I had not seen it. It so upset me reading it that I just texted back. What a clown-ass clown.
Yeah, what a clowny-ass clown! You freaking clown-ass! Yeah.
By the way, because the pendulum swung so far of everyone piling on Ari, that dudes started defending him. Hey, he's a 22-year-old kid. Leave him alone. No! You want to dance? You want to show up at that dance?
You want to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? You're going to wear that Twitter hatred. You're going to wear it right in your balls, Ari.
And you
clown?
You want to pin a freaking screen grab of the Sistine Chapel ceiling of Woj looking over your shoulder to get information from you, and it says Woj and it says Ari, and you think that's worth pinning, then guess what? You're going to effing wear it.
What about the haters are going to hate? I'm just like LeBron. I have
millions of YouTube message.
F you
suck.
Hey, Ari, you're a clown.
Clown ass. If that was your full-time job, you'd be fired.
Paint your face, clown.
You would be fired. You would no longer have a job as an insider if that was your job.
All insiders should probably be
That's a good point.
Waiting outside the Home Depot right now for just to get in the back of my Chevy and be like, hey, guys, you want to come over to the house, talk some NBA? Yeah, sure, we're not doing anything. All right, hey, Bucher, you get in there. Ari, Reddit guy, you can take off your balaclava now. Everything's cool.
Oh, he never took it off. Yeah. He just deleted that Twitter feed.
F you, Reddit guy.
F you, Reddit.
That's the other guy that's got to wear. Hey, Reddit face. Hey.
What did your text also read when we were going after Reddit guy? That guy's kind of good,
He had the Dwight Howard.
That guy had some stuff. You might have to step off.
The Atlanta Hawks? You shut up.
Yeah. Guess what? These idiots guessed once.
Idiots.
They guessed right once.
Clowns. All of you. Put a tent on all of you clowns. You didn't know anything. You're all clowns.
You're retweeting Chris Haynes saying, emoji. Who had this 3 days ago?
Oh.
Retweeting Woj. I wonder who reported this earlier.
I see a mini car pulling up to downtown and Ramona and Windhorse pile out. And here comes a freaking Stephen A. and Max and all those.
Jalen Rose, 99%. That's the thing about Ari, though. And that's why, he doesn't get a break for being a 22-year-old kid.
So what? There's not young clowns? You think Marcel Marceau was always an old man? He was a 91-year-old clown when he died or something, but he was like a 10, 20-year-old clown, too. You could be a 20-year-old clown. You don't have to be a clown that has gray hair and a fat, giant spare tire neck.
Legitimate.
Like Windhorse.
NBA insider Chris Haynes tweets out, Kawhi Leonard has opted out of the final year of his deal, which was a formality. Everybody knew that was going to happen. And that a-hole retweets it with comment, who had this 2 days ago?
Clown!
F you.
Clown!
You clown-ass clown.
Information clown. That's what you are. You're a masquerade. That's what you are.
Hey, guess who feels...
You're a paper face. You're a paper face on parade!
Guess who feels stupid right now? Freaking Daily Trojan.
Oh, yeah. Nice freaking...
Who's the editor over there?
Nice piece on that.
Who's the editor over there that decided to do a personality piece on this clown?
Daily Trojan sucks. They suck.
Dumbass Daily Trojan. D-A-D-T.
Daily Bruin's way better. You know what they call the paper?
What's that?
Down at
where?
Harvard Westlake.
What do they got
there? The Daily Douche.
You like that?
It's catchy.
So since he's here, and he can't really go anywhere because he's got a big boner and he looks like Ron Burgundy walking around the office. Ha! Boner face! Fully functional employee Adam, who is the Clipper pre-half and post guy. His boner grew so long on Friday night. And it's like a priapism now.
Still going after getting Jamichael Green for $4.5 million a year.
Can't even go to the doctor.
Can't.
Doesn't want it to go.
He's
got to
go to the ER.
Hanging his clothes on it.
4 hours or longer.
They're gonna hire him over at Milton Edie's as a big coat hanger. Fully functional employee Adam, who is in producing today for today. Promised me he'd really take vacation and not text us or
stay off the Twitter.
Get on
don't
any
be
of
texting.
That stuff. How many times has he texted you so far today?
Not much.
No less than 20 times.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I told him not to, too. It's really sad.
Yeah.
But, you can't help a guy if he's obsessed and he's going to die at 50. That's just how it's going to be.
Hey, you send him a text back that just says first five.
Yeah, first five.
First five it up, man.
Just go first five.
You got your three daughters with you, your lovely wife. First five it
first
up,
five,
man.
First five, Carpinteria. First five. First
knock
five.
It out, first five. Get in a kayak, first five.
But fully functional employee Adam has been boner forever. And, he did. I got to give you credit, dude.
Boner forever.
Because not that I'm like the Reddit guy or Ari, but on your Twitter, you did tweet out something during the week, or you said on the air, and somebody tried to punk you, like, hey, they've been really quiet about everything. When Blake Griffin got traded, no one knew. It hit us like a freaking ton of bricks. And I remember where Matt and I were.
Where we were.
Yeah, we were at Sherwood at Justin Turner's golf tournament. So this stuff happens, and it happens with the Clippers like
they
in a way that no one can predict. And you said that.
Yes, they work in stealth. I put up a GIF of an SR-71 Blackbird. That was on July 1st when everybody was talking about the Lakers that night. And Kawhi to the Lakers was trending. It was the X-Men plane. And they had to retire it early for some reason. But the point is, this is
not talking about the movies. We're talking about real life, man.
Whatever.
We're talking about the SR-71 that was supposed to be the centerpiece.
The Blackbird, man.
And then all of a sudden, the stealth fighter took over.
All right, well, the Clippers are secretive like the Blackbird and the stealth. Okay, right.
Tobias Harris, the exact same thing. It freaked me out that night. I was at that Photo Ops concert.
You got drunk. You made a fool of yourself.
It sobered me up quick. But yes.
No, it didn't.
Okay, well.
You stayed drunk.
How much did it sober, Adam?
Not much. Not much.
Adam, I've never seen you like that. Adam's friend
not
is
much.
Like the lead singer of the band. You know, he's all sensitive and indie rock. And he's like, Adam, I've never seen you so excited.
You sure much, Santa. You excited.
Toby and Baldy.
I'm sober.
And there's one guy in the back singing to every single song.
What, me? Yeah,
it was me.
Oh.
Oh, you walked in late, P.
This is a hit. Play that one again.
Fashionably late, you were.
As always.
You could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, boner man.
I did get a little more respect from that tweet from kind of calling it. It is their calling card. It's what the Clippers have been doing for 2 years now. And they earn this.
Take it easy there, okay?
This is not so much about the Lakers botching it. It's more about the Clippers earning it.
I agree with you there.
Oh, thanks.
I think the whole, you know, the only reason why the Lakers lost out on him is because of the Paul George deal, because it came through. Really?
That's what Ari said.
Yeah, because last time I checked, he could have joined two superstars anytime he wanted. Did he so desperately want to play with Paul George over LeBron James and Anthony Davis to be his other superstar that he decided, hey, you know what? Now that I get to play with Paul George,
maybe
I'm going to step away. He never wanted to play with LeBron or Anthony Davis, or he would have signed there in the first place. That was sitting there waiting for him the whole time.
And that's what's annoying about Ari and the Reddit guy and Jalen Rose and every other douchebag that said they knew exactly what was happening in this situation is all these people said the Clippers were out. Out! They said the Clippers are out. It's between the Lakers and Toronto. The Clippers are out. The Clippers are out.
Exactly right.
And the Clippers didn't look out when Matt Smith tweeted Mickey Mouse behind the wheel of a ship sailing in beautiful seas late Friday night. Were they out then?
Not much.
Here's a quick news flash.
Yeah.
If you're dragging out a decision, if someone has offered you a job and you continue to interview with other firms and you're like, you know what, just hold on to that offer.
I'll get back to you, Oates.
I'm going to get back to you in, I don't know, 5 or 6 days.
Thank you, Daryl. I'll be back for you, Oates.
And you continue to try to sweeten the offers that are made from the other places that you really want to go. That pretty much means you never wanted to go to that spot that offered you the job in the first place, that you're just trying to make your place of employment as likable and, you know what I'm trying to say. The guy didn't want to go to the Lakers. That's why he continued to try to find another superstar to join him so he didn't have to go there.
You know,
that's clear.
He really kind of let it ride. Kind of let it ride. And
bad analogy. I couldn't finish it.
No. Finished.
No, it was nice. He never wanted to be the third wheel.
No.
Never.
Why?
Never.
You said it on Friday, Matt. You read the tea leaves.
I had an epiphany.
You said it.
Striking moment. You
we
have.
Knew. Everybody else is an idiot.
God, we're so smart.
We are above
they're
all of
so
you.
So smart.
Intellectually, you are all fools.
I'm smart.
Coming up next, Kendrick Perkins.
We deserve respect.
An also enlightened individual will join us. And we do reserve respect from many. I believe we reserved the respect of Kendrick Perkins last time he came on, which is why he received an invite.
Why?
And accepted it. For a return engagement.
Why?
It'll be heard next. You know, why would you not want desirable work conditions in the flex room?
It is Reaction Monday as free agency dealt that big blow on Friday night. Both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George come to the Clippers. We'll be all over it all day. Remember, at 5:30 p.m., Caron Butler, former Laker and Clipper, will join the program.
Matt joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline is the one and only Perk, Kendrick Perkins. I don't know who he works for because I see him on every network. And then if he doesn't work at that network, I see his Twitter up on that network, and it's on a big screen, and they're talking about him.
He's that good.
Gosh.
Everybody wants him.
Everybody's got wind in their jaws for Kendrick Perkins. And we love seeing him on FS1, as we are L.A.-based, just like Fox is. And Kendrick Perkins is joining us on the Petros and Money Show on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Everybody knows a champion with the Celtics, a great basketball player, and mentor to many for many years. And now, in that media game, he is not afraid. And we love talking to him. What's cracking, Perk? How are you?
Man, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we're just here trying to process all this information that came out over the weekend, and this crazy stuff keeps coming in waves. But what are you more impressed with just on its face? The Lakers roster that they were able to build after not getting Kawhi Leonard in the sweepstakes, or what the Clippers were able to do to get Kawhi Leonard? You were right on it the whole way.
I'm more impressed with the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. For one, they kept everyone guessing. Everyone thought the Clippers were out of it. And the Clippers kept quiet and Kawhi kept quiet, not knowing that the whole time they had a master plan that they had in place, and it shocked the world. And it don't surprise me, because if you look at the organization with the Clippers and the direction that they're moving in, is one of the best in the league. And everyone was surprised about how good the Clippers played last year and how they made the playoffs and stuff like that. I wasn't. And now all of a sudden, it's a whole nother respect for Doc Rivers, which he shouldn't have never been disrespected from the jump. Like, Doc has been a hell of a coach. And for the organization to even make the playoffs last year, we're getting rid of Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and losing Chris Paul, losing J.J. Redick. And they fought their tails off and was all in, bought in, and did what they needed to do. And then you come in this offseason, and you land the finals MVP in Kawhi Leonard, who's arguably right now top five best players in the league. If you could arguably say top three if you want to, and you land Kawhi Leonard, you get Paul George from Sam Presti, who's, by the way, I know, the Clippers had to give up a lot of picks, but you get PG from OKC, who's one of the tougher teams to make a trade with. Like, it's hard to pull that from Sam Presti, so you got to give credit to the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard, and just for making all this happen, in my opinion, and keeping it quiet and doing it on a very high professional level.
Kendrick, in terms of, as someone who has won a championship with one of the better defenses the league had ever seen in Boston back in 2008, how important is defense in terms of dictating teams that have a chance at a championship versus what now seems to be in this NBA, you got to be able to score a ton of points, especially using the three. So how does that fit into a championship equation?
Well, it never left. And see, what a lot of people don't understand is that everybody was looking at the Golden State Warriors and saying, oh, well, they got shooters, they do this. But they was always ranked top five in the NBA, if not one or two, in all defensive categories. So it still goes by the point, you have a guy like, if you just look at Golden State team, you have a guy like Draymond Green, who angles the defense, who's, up every year for possibly being defensive player of the year. Golden State was always hanging their hats on the defensive end. They just scored a lot of points. They got great shooters. But defense never left anywhere. I think, and you need defense. And right now, just thinking about Patrick Beverley, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard gives me chills. because I'm like, man, like, this team could possibly average 30 steals a game. And this is like no lie. Like these guys, this could be deadly. And you just think of like the mastermind like of Doc Rivers as far as how he's an offensive genius, in my opinion, because, you know, Doc know how to put guys in position to be successful on the offensive end. And you just think about his ATOs and the plays he's going to be running for these guys and stuff like that. They really don't even need a defensive game plan because they got guys that's going to be strapped down. You got Patrick Beverley, who's leading the charge by far, just not only with his defense but with his tenacity. And then you adding Kawhi Leonard and PG, that's deadly. That's very, very deadly.
Kendrick, same building, but other dressing room. Is there any reason to believe that LeBron will never be the defender that he once was when he was in the conversation as the best defender in the league? Or can he regain some of that we have not seen the last couple years?
One thing I learned about LeBron James is that you can never count him out. So one thing about it, yeah, he had probably, if you want to call it, probably the worst season, which is hard to say because he still averaged, 27, 8, and 8 or some crazy numbers. But he wasn't that good defensively, obviously. Was he, you know, fully focused? I don't know. But you get a fully focused, regrouped LeBron James coming into what I think is a great Lakers team. I think they did a great job of rebuilding after they didn't get Kawhi with the pieces that they added, and they're scary. And I actually, to be honest, I think LeBron will be better defensively because he has that urge and he got a chip on his shoulder, and then he's going to come back ready to play. And also, he got better players. I mean, yeah, you can say they're older, but he have a lot of champions on his team. It's a lot of championship experience over there, and it's a lot of pride over there. Let alone it's talented. They got a talented team with getting Anthony Davis. So, not to carry on, but I got the Lakers and the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
That'll be somewhat exciting for us here in town.
I have to move to L.A.
Right? We'll take you.
Yeah. Wait, come to Vegas and you can just drop in. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to pay all these taxes, Kendrick.
In terms of that Lakers supporting roster that you mentioned, a lot of people, you know, they recognize Boogie Cousins as a four-time All-Star and you know, one of the arguably the best center in the game for a little window there. Which of those guys that they brought in do you think was the most important signing and will flourish the most and help them get to that Western Conference Final?
Well, I'm not going to say it's just one because there's really three names that stick out to me. Well, actually, it's four. You know, you take Boogie Cousins, who I feel like he have a lot to prove, in my opinion. And I think he's going to come in this year with a bigger chip on his shoulder. And I think he has a lot to prove. You take a guy like Avery Bradley, who I was surprised was still on the market, who they just picked up. You can't count out Rondo, but Rondo is who he is. I'm not even including him. But I think Kyle Kuzma, with the Lakers not getting Kawhi, I think that helps Kyle Kuzma. I think we're going to see him he's going to benefit more so than any person for this Lakers team, and he's going to help them tremendously. But last but not least, my surprising pick is Jared Dudley. Wow. I think the pickup of Jared Dudley was very key to me, and it kind of reminds me of our 08 Celtic team for the simple fact that Jared Dudley kind of reminds me of a James Posey. He's going to do everything that he needs to do to get the team to win. He takes charges. He can knock down the open three. He knows how to play the game the right way. Does he pass the eye test for having a chiseled body? No, but he could work on that and get better by the time the season starts. But you just look at their roster, man, and it's help coming from everywhere with a lot of champions. Danny Green, that is a lot of championship pedigree over there, man, and that's you can't discredit it when the playoffs start because that helps.
You know, it's funny because it's only been a couple weeks when KD and Kyrie went to the Brooklyn Nets, and we're talking about that almost like it's ancient history because so much has happened. Kendrick Perkins joining us on the Petros and Money Show. Has this been the most interesting free agency that you can remember this offseason?
Oh, for sure. The most drama, the most everything, man. Like, this has been the most interesting free agency. Just the Anthony Davis trade to KD and Kyrie to the, let's not forget, to the Charlotte Hornets disrespecting Kemba Walker and not giving him what he deserved, to him going to Boston, to, you know, just the draft night. New Orleans getting the, like, you go back to the draft night, New Orleans getting the number one pick in Zion Williamson, the Knicks not landing a major free agency, then PG forced a trade to go team up with Kawhi and the Clippers, then the Lakers deal with all these guys. It's like, wow. Then you can't count out the Utah Jazz either. So you're looking at the Utah Jazz, they add Mike Conley. They get Bogdanovich from the Pacers. And it's just like, wow, man. Like, this was an interesting free agency. It was a lot of shifting and moving. The Pacers got better. Nobody talking about them, but they got better. I thought they stole Malcolm Brogdon from Milwaukee, even though they paid him top dollar. But that was a great pickup for them, in my opinion. It's been one of the most interesting free agency I've seen in a long time.
All right, last thing, Kendrick. You went after Randy Williams yesterday after he posted that thing on Instagram about Russell Westbrook saying you keep running stars off. If you could just, because you were a teammate of Russell's, if you could share, because that is a common kind of refrain from a lot of folks in the media, that Russell's tough to play with. What was your experience like, and why'd you go back at Randy so hard?
Well, my thing is this. I play with Russ, and Russ is just a competitor. He holds everybody accountable. And honestly, he didn't have his best season last year. But if you go back and watch, he deferred a lot to Paul George. He let Paul George take the game winners. He put the ball in PG hands last year. I thought he took a major step forward. And I played with Russ. I played with a younger version of Russ where he was still trying to find himself. But, you know, I think one thing I credit Russ about, he gets a lot of heat. He probably gets the most heat from as a superstar from, like, past anybody in the league. He never responds. He takes it on the chin like a man, and he keeps it moving. My thing is, with that whole situation with Randy, is don't add fuel to the fire. Like, you know ways that you could contact Russ. You didn't have to put that out. And with him putting that out, it starts a whole nother – it's like it starts a whole nother fire between, this one of KD's best friends. Is this coming from KD? Which it might not come from KD, but why even put that out? And this is a guy that you see. So this is something that you could tell him to his face. And on top of that, this has nothing to do with you. You don't even, y'all not even part of OKC organization no more. So why are you even commenting on this man? Like, why are you even saying something about Russell Westbrook at this time? Why? Because you're saying something because you're trying to justify the case why KD went to Golden State Warriors? Is that's the reason? You're trying to find a way out to say, oh, okay, you see PG asked for a trade. Nobody wants to play with Russ. So let's see if he gets the same amount of heat as KD got. No, it's not the case. So we're not going to do that. And I'm not going to just let you sit up here and sabotage or try to kill Russ' character as being a bad teammate when he really was not a bad teammate. You know, Russ is who he is. He plays hard. He's super competitive, and things haven't turned out his way far as, you know, winning the championship or whatever the case may be. But you're not going to discredit the type of player that he is, and I know the type of person that he is. He's a great guy off the court, and I just wasn't going to stand for it. And I stand behind it to this day. Like, that was the wrong way he went about it, and he shouldn't have did it. Like, that was wrong, and he know he was wrong for it.
The great Kendrick Perkins, there's nobody better, and he always has great insight on our show. Always worth talking to, way better than a lot of these NBA insiders out there. Last thing for you, Kendrick, is there anything in the summer league that you're interested in, like, aside from the guys' outfits?
In a summer league?
Yeah, do you watch it at all, or you just let it ride?
Well, no, I was watching. I was actually up there in Vegas for a couple of days, so I seen a couple of the games. And I tell you what, man, they got some nice guys that's in that summer league that didn't get drafted. You know, I seen the big man from Duke. I was very impressed with him. Marquise Bowen. I seen Shamari Pons. I thought Grant Williams was played extremely well to me for the Celtics. Just you know, I'm never a guy that watch and see how many if you put up 20 points or 25 points. No, I want to see if you could actually play in the NBA. I want to see if you could be a Patrick Beverley when you don't have 10 points, but you still have a major impact on the game. That's the type of guys I like to see. And I see a lot of sleepers that was left out from not getting drafted. And I think a lot of guys are saying that, you know, there's just some sleepers out there. So it'll be an interesting season, man. I'm looking forward to it, I tell you that.
You get the headlines and you get the stories on the bottom of page 8 when you ask Kendrick Perkins about basketball.
Everything.
Damn right. And everything in between.
Play the screw.
There it is.
Always the screw on the way out for Big KP.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate it. Have
you,
a great day.
Y'all too. Thanks for having me on.
Got to play that screw tape, Matt.
Yeah, right.
We'll be back with more PMX right here on AM570 LA Sports. It's Monday, Home Run Derby Day, All-Star Game tomorrow, 4-hour shows till Friday. Drink up in my cup on a Michelada Monday. Modelo in the house. I really got to tell you. Don't tell that to Sean Kingston. Hit that pylon.
How'd that go? I like your
style. He recovered eventually.
Eventually.
Wake the man. What's cracking? And welcome back. PMS is back on the air. It's a beautiful I'm a Horse Monday. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, they're Clippers.
I'm a Horse.
Avery Bradley and Cousins are Lakers.
Damn, is he good.
Fabulous. You can ask him questions, and he always has an answer.
Summer League undrafted guys.
Started just spitting them out. That was a test, and you passed.
Congratulations, Perk.
Coming up, we have your word number song of the day. It looks like Steve Van Doren's going to join us to talk about the big event on Monday and
Thursday.
I mean, Thursday, because it is Monday. And we'll have David Vassay this next hour coming up. But right now, it is Monday, so it's time for
I'm going to do what I do. The weekend is mine.
So we've been trading away days like the weekend. How was your weekend?
All right, Matt. We were here on Friday. So,
we were.
Yeah.
So Saturday, bought some meat at the Ralph's to marinate for Sunday.
Oh, you don't go to the... I only go to the carniceria.
Called Ralph's. Hey, you got pork butt? We do. All right, I'll be right there. Didn't want to go all the way to the carniceria or the butcher. I watched an episode and a half of Stranger Things with the oldest.
Not season 3?
Season 3 is now out. Went out to dinner with the wife to Off the Hook, a new spot in Los Alamitos that is connected to the fish company, but you don't have to wait, and they use their kitchen. So, kind of nice.
What's it about? Like a prosecution? Like prison? Like Off the Hook?
Exactly right. You go in there, you tell them what you've been charged, they let you know whether or not they're going to hit you off the hook. And I watched Million Dollar Mile was back.
Yeah!
On CBS at 8 p.m., and that is going to be through the end of our 10-episode run. So, CBS Saturdays at 8. Sunday, tried to... Was motivated to teach my oldest how to drive the manual in the Miata.
Oh.
She was not a fan.
Well, you know, it's a 2019.
Spent about 10, 20 minutes in there, but we'll work on it. Smoked that pork butt test run for Saturday, and Peyton's graduation party turned out good. $9 piece of meat, 5 hours on the big green egg that Henrik helped me get out of barbecues galore from scratch rub. No. It's this weekend. It was a test run.
Oh.
Because I'm going to smoke some pork shoulder for all of our guests. No. That's something I do. I miss family parties by 24 hours.
Check the date.
Yes. No. This coming Saturday. So I'm going to smoke some pork shoulder. It was delicious.
Oh, good luck.
The good doctor and his family came over, watched a little bit of Summer League, watched a little bit of the U.S.-Mexico loss. And, good time. There we go.
Adam. Fully functional employee Adam. Fully functional employee.
Jeez. There you go.
Friday night, 10:54. I'm watching Stranger Things, episode 3. My Woj alarm goes off. And then 30 seconds later, another one happens. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers.
Change life.
Saturday, 3 hours of Clippers talk. If you would like to hear that, the podcast is up on my Twitter account.
You did it here?
Emergency Clippers Talk.
Emergency on off-season edition Clippers Talk. Bill Plaschke came on nice. AM570. Don McLean came on. Rob Parker came on to brag that he was right. That
you
Kawhi
can podcast
went to the
it on Empire70LASports.com.
Yeah, so did that, and then Sunday talked with Tim about everything for you guys this week, and now I'm here.
You didn't go drink at your bar?
New bar, Hollywood Way. Moving on.
What happened to Tinhorn?
Better food at Hollywood Way.
Really are doing that to those people that served you and let you rip up all their napkins for all those years?
I tip very well.
All right, fine. Hollywood Way, it's called. Huh?
You want to meet Adam, talk about the Clippers, go to Hollywood Way.
Why's that guy ripping up his napkins? Hey, that's a Hollywood Way.
That's the Hollywood Way.
Hey!
Anytime you do something stupid, why'd you do that?
Hey! It's a Hollywood Way.
Ronnie, how was your weekend?
And, you know, by the way, they've got great appetizers, too, at the Way.
Oh,
hey!
Wait. Those in the know call it the Way. Adam's a newbie, still calling it Hollywood Way.
Novice.
Pick up on that, Adam, okay?
Thor. Yeah,
I'll get there eventually.
Loser.
Guys, had a nice weekend. I was off on Friday. Had to take care of my wife, who had a doctor's appointment, needed a driver for a minor medical procedure. So I was the guy. Yeah, yeah. Everything was okay. My wife just had a colonoscopy. That was all.
Hey, all right.
So I came home, took care of the wife, watched the Dodger game on TV, had some Modelo Especial. On Saturday, was up early to go get a haircut, ran some local errands about town. That included a Costco run, and I did actually buy a big, gigantic plastic tub of pretzels. So
good.
Yeah. We always end up buying stuff that we don't need at Costco. We all know that. I also ordered a Supreme pizza and came home to feed the family before heading out for another evening at Dodger Stadium for Cody Bellinger jersey nights. And they did run out of jerseys, but luckily we were able to get ours just in time. I think they were like on the last two boxes when we got there. And there were some pretty upset Dodger fans. Yeah, you could imagine that. And though the Dodgers lost the game on Saturday night, we still had a great time. And it's always a great atmosphere to go to the Dodger game and hang out with your fellow Angelinos. On Sunday, we were up early to watch the Women's World Cup game. We watched the Dodgers lose to the Padres, and I did a bit of yard work in the front. So it's good for the soul. Then went for a nice swim in the pool and a barbecue by the pool and some more Modelo Especial. And that was my weekend. Petros, what about your weekend?
Out of time!
Not out of time!
Out of time, Matt.
Listen, blow through the clock.
Matt,
weekend,
we got two guests coming on next hour.
We got Dave and Steve Andor.
Come on, we got a lot too much to go on.
Come on, give us a little nugget.
Can't do it.
Give
man.
Us something, man.
I thought I pulled my ass in yoga or something, like my glute, and then I thought like maybe I was bitten by a spider.
Hmm.
I'm not
Did
really
you ever
sure.
Figure it out?
I like had a panic attack over it. Not really sure what happened.
Still going on?
No, it dissipated a little bit today, so I figured like nothing else happened.
Okay.
Ronnie, could you play the music, please?
Advil?
It's late in the day. I tried to take the
medicate
inflammation away.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was able to.
Well, there it is. Is that it?
No.
Blew out your ass. What else? Come on.
You try to blow air back in a balloon that's been popped. You can't do it, Matt. You're not going to be able to resuscitate me.
Can't do it, Sally.
It's a cruel summer, man.
Can't do it, Sally.
I tried to watch freaking Club Paradise with Mike Grannis from down the street.
And?
Like 40 minutes in, kids acting up. He had to leave. Couldn't even watch my Club Paradise. Yeah. Ass hurts.
Oh, not ass.
It's like, I don't know. Like
acting up kids.
Like, did I blow out my glute? Is there an ingrown hair? Like, what happened? Like,
ooh,
why does it hurt?
Ingrown hair on the ass.
But it
it's
wasn't.
Not
it's not. And then I had, like, everybody in the family inspecting my ass. Like, you know, is there a spot on it? Is there look like a spider bit me? Is there an entry point? Because my whole leg's, like, going numb. I started to psych myself out a little bit. But no emergency room. Not like that cold brew overdose day. So everything's okay.
Okay.
Oh. I went to the. I'll tell you about it next. But I went to the Dodger game yesterday. You know, and everybody's a weenie.
Everybody.
Everybody's scared to drive through Chinatown. You guys are all a bunch of freaking dorks. Drive through Chinatown like a G.
Don't blow the top off that secret.
Hey, you're all losers. I get off on Stadium Way to do what? Buy a bootleg T-shirt from a criminal? Chinatown, Jake. Come on, forget it. Got to get up and go.